Maseches Kelayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph. The Mishnah discusses cases where different species were planted with enough distance between them to act as a barrier, yet they grew long enough that they're hanging over and now reaching the next species. So the Mishnah starts, Tvua Naita Agabe Tvua. If you have one grain that's leaning over onto another grain, even though there's a space between them, but they grew long enough that now one's leaning onto the other. Or yarak agabi yarak, or vegetables, one type of vegetable that's leaning over onto another type of vegetable. Or tvua agabi yarak, or yarak agabi tvua, grains leaning over onto vegetables, or vice versa, the vegetables leaning over onto the grains. Hakol mutter, all of them are mutter, it's permitted. Since he spaced them enough, it's not a problem, even though the stalks are now leaning all the way over onto the next species. Chutz midlasa yavanis, except for the case of a Greek gourd, that the leaves, they become tangled and intertwined in any other plant that they come in contact with, and it becomes such a mixture that it gives the appearance of kelayim, and that is problematic. That's the only exception according to the first Tana. Rav Meir says, Af akishus, also cucumbers, upul amitzri, and the Egyptian bean, these two have the same property that when they lean over that distance and they reach another plant, they become mixed and intertwined enough that it's problematic. Rav Meir said this because this was what he heard from his Rebbeim. However, he says, V'raya ani as divraya midvarai. However, I see and understand the words of the Chachamim, the first opinion, more so than my own, meaning that Rav Meir understood that it made more sense that it should be exclusive to the Delas Yavanis, to the Greek word, like the first opinion, and not to these other two. But this was the opinion that he heard from his Rebbe, that it applied as well to the Kishus and the Pulam Mitzri, and so that's what he taught, and that's what he paskin, because that's what he accepted from his Rebbe, even though it made sense to him like the other opinion. Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah here discusses planting multiple varieties of vegetables in a small garden patch. Although we discussed large areas in regard to planting grain, over here, planting individual vegetables in a garden patch, they need to be distanced 1.5 tefachim from each other. And the Mishnah says like this, Aruga shi shisha tefachim al shisha tefachim. If he has these garden patches that have rows that are 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, that's the space that he has to work with. Zerim b'techa chamisha zerinim, the first opinion holds that there's a maximum of 5 different types of vegetables that he's allowed to plant within this patch that's 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. And how does he arrange them? Arba ba'arba ruches ha'aruga. He puts 4 of them on the 4 different corners of this patch. Ve'achad ba'amsa, and one of them directly in the middle. And that allows that he has enough space, a tefach and a half space between them. And he gets 5, 1 in each corner and 1 in the middle in this patch that's 6 by 6. Hayola gvul gvaya tefach. If the border of this patch, the last tefach border of this patch, was a tefach wide and a tefach tall. It was elevated. So now he has an elevated border with a lower part in the middle. So then, Zerim B'techa Shleish Aser, he's going to be able to plant 13 different types of vegetables. And this is because the elevated border makes it separated from the lower part, the 6x6 that's in the middle. He now has an 8x8 elevated 8 tefachim perimeter around the 6x6 garden patch that's in the middle. On the 8x8, he can plant Shleisha al kol gvul, 3 different vegetables on either side of the 4 sides of this elevated 8 tefachim perimeter that's around his 6x6 garden patch. And he gets 3 on each side, that's 3 times 4 is 12. Ve'achad ve'amtza, and he can put 1 in the middle, and that's a total of 13 different species that he gets, making them equidistant from each other. However, lo yita reish halefes b'techa gvul, he shouldn't plant the head of a turnip inside in the middle, because this thing grows and spreads very much. Mipneishu m'malei, it will completely fill up the border, and it will, with its large leaves, and it's going to look like that it's mixing with the other species next to it, and that would be problematic for kelayim. The Mishnah brings another opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Shisha Bamser. Rabbi Yehuda is coming to add to the last case. The last case said, if he has an elevated perimeter 8x8 around the 6x6 garden patch, So it said you can get 12 on the circumference around it and one in the middle for a grand total of 13. But in the middle, you can't plant more than one. Rabbi Yehuda says you can put Shisha Be'emsa, six in the middle. Six in the middle plus the 12 around will get a total of 18. He disagrees with the first opinion. The first opinion in the Mishnah held that there was a maximum of five vegetables allowed in a 6x6 garden patch. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can plant six in the the garden patch, the 6x6. You make them equidistant in diamond-shaped patches. There's wonderful diagrams in the Art Scroll Mishnayos to see how they're diagrammed and spaced out. But he holds that you can put equidistant six different vegetables in the 6x6 patch on top of the 12 more that he has on the elevated circumference around the patch, and that'll get him a grand total of 18 different vegetables planted in this garden patch.